Well, Cokie came in last night and reminded Mr. Race and Jane that it was 2 years ago this week they adopted him. He now wants to pay a visit to the orphanage and throw a party for his former orphan friends there just to show them how well he's done and that there's a chance for them, too. Jane immediately took charge of the plan. This episode takes place the next morning in two scenes. Mr. Race's office, and then to the office at the orphanage. But first to Mr. Race. Cokie enters. Listen.
Good morning, Uncle Race.
Oh, hello, Cokie. What brings you down here this morning?
Is Mother here yet?
No, Mother isn't here yet. Why, is she supposed to be?
Oh, yes, she told me to meet her here at 10:30. It's about the party I'm going to throw for the kids at the orphanage. She's going over there today to arrange everything.
Oh, I see. She's taking that over now.
What?
I say she's taken charge of that, has she?
Yeah, she has.
You don't seem any too happy over it either.
Well, you see, Uncle Ace, it's on account of the kind of party she thinks I ought to throw. I think it ought to be just sandwiches and pops and some things to play with for the littler kids. And me driving up there in a car. That's the main thing, driving up there in a car. How's about it, Uncle Lacey? You better let me use the car?
Well, we'll see about that later. But what did you say? You think it ought to be sandwiches and pop? And...
Yeah, but she wants to make it fancy. You know, soup.
Oh, yeah, soup.
An entertainment.
Oh, an entertainment.
Me
yeah.
Making a speech. I don't know how to make a speech. What I want most is just to drive up there in that big car. How's about it, Uncle Lacey?
The car is very important, I suppose.
Oh, sure. Mm. You see, I've been out of there 2 years. I want to come back successful.
Oh.
Like somebody else always used to come back when I was there. Gee, when I used to see them drive up in their car, we all used to wonder if we'd ever have a car to come back and throw a party someday. And we used to say, if they can, we can. And now when they see me, they'll think they can. It gets awful lonesome there sometimes, Uncle Ace. A thing like this, well, it gives them all something to hope for.
Oh, I see.
And besides, I made a bet with one of the kids up there that someday I'd drive up in a big car.
Oh, you made a bet?
Yeah, I made a bet with Flapsy.
Oh, with, I see. And now you want to drive up and collect the bet, is that it?
Oh, no, I don't want to collect it. I only bet him $1 million.
Oh, only $1 million.
Oh, you know how you do it.
Oh, yeah, sure. $1 million. Let's see now, what will we say? Oh, yes, sir. You say the idea in driving up in the car is to show the kids back there how well you've done.
Yeah.
Well, do you really think you've done that well?
Hi, boy. She's bouncing that dance hall. Well, last year I was only one of the assistant bouncers. They made me chief, Uncle A.
Yes, I know, but how much money...
I got two bouncers working under me. I don't even have to bounce very much, only the real tough ones. I stand around mostly in my tuxedo.
Yes, but how much... Tuxedo?
Yeah, I got a tuxedo. I'm going to wear it when I drive in the car.
You're going to wear the wait a minute. This party, is it going to be given at night?
Oh, no, it's lunch.
Oh, I thought of a formal lunch.
Oh, yeah, I guess all the kids will be wearing their ties.
Their ties?
Oh, sure. Mrs. Duffy always used to make us dress up on a special occasion like that. I can just see them when I walk in, all standing there in a line. I guess there'll be some new ones, too. Because it's been 2 years since
good morning, everybody.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, dear, this is a surprise.
Surprise seeing me in my own office?
Oh, just making conversation.
Oh, I see.
Well, enough of that. Now, let's get right down to business. Is the car downstairs there?
Yes, it's...
Oh, well, that's good, because I'm going to drive out to Welfare Orphanage this morning.
Oh, you too,
Well...
Oh, nothing. Don't mind me if you need the car.
Uncle Ray says I can use it when I throw the party next week.
Oh, that's fine, Cokie. You say thanks.
Thanks, Uncle Ray.
Say you're welcome, dear.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, about the party, Cokie, here's what I thought. First, I'm going out to have a talk with Mrs. Duffy. I remember her. She was so sweet when I first came to see about adopting somebody that time.
Oh, yes. She's awful sweet.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have a talk with her about how many orphans there are and try to figure out how much it's all going to cost.
Oh, I got the money all saved up for it, Mother.
How much have you got?
$20.
$20?
You're going to throw a party with $20?
Well, the kind of a party I was thinking about throwing, I can. Sandwiches don't cost much. There's only about 50 kids there. Two sandwiches and a bottle of pop apiece. That only costs...
Cokie, there'll be no sandwiches. Didn't I tell you to stop talking about sandwiches?
Yeah, Mother, but I want to
have
it...
Mother knows best. There'll be no sandwiches for children. They'll have to have something warm and celery and things. Then get vitaphones. Children have to eat the right things.
But the parties we used to have, Daddy...
I don't care. Yours is going to be different. And there's going to be a little entertainment. And you're going to make a speech.
Oh,
Cokie, it's O.G. And stop frowning. Mother knows that.
Yeah, maybe Mother knows just how she's going to make $20 go for a whole meal with soup and Vitaphone.
I'll worry about that, dear. Now, you just leave it to me. I'm going over now and have a talk with Mrs. Duffy. She'll know what's best.
Mrs. Duffy will tell you just sandwiches.
Oh, she will not. She'll say just like I do, that children need good food. Now, don't worry about that part. Give me the keys to the car there.
All right, here. But why do you have to complicate matters this way? Janie just wants to throw a little sandwich and pop party for the kids, and you...
Here, not in front of H.I.M.
That's all I want to do, Mother. Just drive up in a car with sandwiches and pop and a few presents for the littler kids.
There, you see, dear, I hope you're satisfied.
Oh.
Now, you just leave everything to me, Cokie. Where's the car there?
Over in the parking lot, where it always is.
I'll see you later, Cokie, after I talk to Mrs. Duffy. I hope you remember.
Emma, how about this soap? Do we have to spend this much money on soap for those kids?
That's the cheapest I could buy.
Well, we've got to cut expenses down somewhere. We're not making enough out of it to feed me.
Oh, we ain't doing so bad. It's hard to cut down anywhere else. I cut down the kitchen with almost nothing. Got to make some kind of a showing. Can't starve them.
I know. It's just that we've got to make as much out of this job as quick as we can. That's going to be too bad if it ever leaks out.
Oh, they haven't anything on us.
No, nothing legal.
Then what are you worrying about? We've only been here a year. They ever even talk about an inspection. It takes them another year to make up their minds. By that time, it won't matter.
Yes, I guess you're right. Only I got to watch every penny if we want to get enough out of this to buy that farm. Now you take this soap, didn't
it? I think we should get... Oh, which brat is that now? Who is it?
Who's there?
Mrs.
H. Who?
One of the kids. Emma, hurry, open up. Oh, wait a minute. Wait till I get these bills. Get away.
Just a second, please.
Okay, open.
Oh, I was looking for Mrs. Duffy.
Well, she ain't here anymore.
Oh, she ain't?
Nope, hasn't been here in a year.
Oh, I didn't know she was.
Looking for adopting a child?
Oh, no, I adopted one 2 years ago.
Well, if you're thinking of returning them, you can't do it. We're overcrowded now.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just that... Well, I wonder if you ever heard of him. Cokie?
Who? Cokie. Oh, Mrs. Duffy would know him in a minute. He was her favorite, and vice versa. She was an awfully sweet old lady. Where did she go? Did she get sick?
No, they let her out.
Oh, they did.
Yes. There wasn't enough discipline around here when she had this place. She was making a playground out of it.
Oh, but they all liked her so much.
Yes, I know, Mrs.
Ace.
Yeah, you see, Mrs. Ace, welfare orphanage is run by private subscription, and the subscribers object to making up deficits every year.
Mm.
That's what Mrs. Duffy was having. Well, there haven't been any deficits since we took it over, my wife and me.
Oh, well, where I came about, I guess it doesn't matter who's here or not. You see, Cokie wanted to give a party for the children he used to know here.
Party?
Yes.
What kind of a party?
Well, I guess you'd call it an anniversary or something. It'll be 2 years next week that we adopted him. And he always wanted to drive up in his car and throw a party for the children. He knows a lot of them that are here, and even for the new ones he'd like to get.
Not interested.
Say, pardon?
We haven't got the facilities for partying at all.
Oh, I'll cook everything, and we'll bring it over. The only thing I wanted to arrange was for the entertainment, and maybe some singing in honor of Cokie. You know, things like that.
Not interested.
Just a second, Emma. Now, Mrs. Ace, this boy you adopted, he's got his mind set on this party.
Oh, yes, it's all he talks about.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do.
What?
We can rent to the banquet room for $25.
Oh,
rent to the banquet room and playroom. Oh, we don't use it much these days. Just have it cleaned up and washed and rent it to you for the party for $25.
Oh, I didn't know we'd have to rent it. That's a lot of money.
That's the only way we can do it, Mrs. Ace.
Yes? They are. Well, I'll be right there. Come on, Emma. Those kids are fighting again in the laundry.
They are? Well, I'll show them.
I'll bet that redhead started. Something's got to be done about her. Wait here, Mrs. A.
No, Sarah. I'll just sit here, I guess. Don't make this disgusting.
Hey, lady.
Oh, go, girl. Go, you scared me.
Listen, I better talk fast. I'm not a regular orphan, I'm a soul. My father and mother had a lot of money. They buried it. Here, take this paper. It tells you just where it is. Will you find it for me, please?
What?
I got the directions written down there and everything. But you got to promise you won't tell a soul.
Well, I won't. What is it?
Take a note.
Say, pardon?
Raise your right hand.
What is this, a hold up?
No, I want you to swear not to tell a soul. just follow the directions on that paper I give you. Her mother and father buried a lot of money. It shows you where on that paper. Dig it up, then come back and get me out of here, and we'll split it.
Money?
Uh-huh. Now, not a word to anybody, you hear?
I won't. Where is it?
You'll find it on that paper. I gotta hurry now. They'll be back. I'm trusting the lady. You won't double-cross me, will you?
No, but I...
Gee, I knew I'd find somebody someday. Don't forget, come and get me out of here and you get half the money.
I'll get half the money.
Lock the window, girl. I don't...
I'll get half? Let me see. What is this? Buried treasure of Myrna Walter, 2 miles out on the state highway, then turn left at the next...
Well, Mrs. A.
Oh, you scared me.
Have you thought it over?
Yes, I'll do it if I can find it.
What?
I say if I... the bangles, you mean. $25, you say?
Yes, not a cent less. Now, don't try to bargain with me, Mrs. A.
It's all right. I don't care about expenses. Easy come, easy go.
I'd like to have it now, in advance.
Oh, no? Well, right now I haven't got it, but I expect to have it.
Well, you dig it up and we'll make the arrangement.
Yes, I'll dig it up. What do you mean, dig it up?
Just get the money here, Mrs. H. Cash on the line.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Leave it to Jane to start out arranging a harmless little party for Cokie and to wind up with some startling development. Just how it does develop, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.